Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Episode 26 of the T's and C's of High Podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tyke. And this episode is for everyone who's ever woke up in the morning just like that going, I'm late for school, even though you're 27 years of age and you're an accountant.
I was just going to say, I do that now, Tyke.
Yeah. But that's only because
that's not just school. I do that in everyday life now.
I'm lying next year, so I actually am getting up for school.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit strange. It's like I've never left. When you think about
you
it.
You never will.
I never will. It's like being a ghost. You just stay in the same building for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I'm just one advantage is at least I left my own school and went to a different school.
A different school, yeah. Can you imagine if you didn't? You just went back to your own school.
There's some teachers in my schools have done that.
No.
They went to school there. They trained. Came back to teach there.
No.
Spent your whole life in the one school. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could teach in my own town. Anyway.
Anyway, as Tyke said at the start, we are talking about all things school.
Well, technically not all things, because I didn't want to just do a plain, you know, typical teacher. We're going to talk about subject.
He finally got what he wanted, lads.
I want the spice. I want the dirt. And you guys have delivered, because I asked on my Instagram story for school confessions.
Oh, that's
things
shocking.
That other people don't know you did, things that happened. And also I asked about exams and like things that happened during exams. I don't want to know how you got on your exams. I want to know the weird stuff.
I don't want to know how you got on your exam.
I don't care. Okay, y'all think I care? No, I want to know the weird stuff. The weird things you've done in school, them school confessions, and the things that just happened during exam season, because yes. It is exam season.
I know. Has exams started?
So
college exams have started,
in
but school
the UK,
exams happened.
In the UK, they started a couple of weeks back, the GCSEs and the A-levels.
Right.
In Ireland, they don't start for another
two weeks, yeah.
But obviously, we've got our traditional, you know, average school exams, your standard ones for everyone who's not an exam year. You just have your summer exams.
Yeah.
But the big exams, them like proper Irish state ones.
Do you know what I hated the most about exams, especially in my leaving cert, was the gap. So like, in other way, you'd have like an exam for like one day, like so you could have like two papers in one day or one paper in one day.
Yeah.
What killed me was the like massive gap you would get. You could have like a whole load of exams for like 4 days solid, right? You could have paper one, paper two, whatever, for like 4 days solid. Then you could have like nearly a week off before your next exam.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, just do them all in one clean sweep of a week. Just get them all over and done with.
Not quite how it works. You see, what you're forgetting there is you think that all those gaps, that there's nothing on there. There's other exams.
No, I know there's other
It's just
I
the times
that,
when other
but
people...
I'm saying as in like, it was just because some people were fortunate enough to have all their exams all in like the one period. Whereas then you'd have like people who, like me, had like four exams for like paper one, paper two for morning and evening for like 4 days solid. And then there was like fucking 4 or 5 days of a break before my next exam.
Yeah, because you put all the strange random exams towards the end, like Latin or any of the other not common
that was a
languages
pain
or
in the whole,
music.
Because like some of my friends were finished their exams before I was, and they're all out celebrating without me.
Well,
I'll
tell you before we get into these school confessions, because this is a little confession of mine. When I was in school during the exams, what we used to do in between the exams was we knew the convents. Because obviously they had the same like timetable as us for exams. So we, like the girls that we were interested in or whatnot, we knew their timetables because we like obviously were texting all that stuff. And we used to organise a big group of lads and a big group of girls go meet up at the town park, and then we'd send people off shifting in between the junior cert exams.
Wow.
Yep. Good times.
For God's
at
sake.
One stage, all right, there's a place in Bandon, the bridge under the bridge where the trolls live. That was used to be the spot that everyone used to go shifting back in the day.
At one stage,
there was at least 4, maybe 5 couples, all like 14, 15 year olds, just all of us lined up just shifting away.
That actually reminds me of like the rugby club days where you just have like a line of kids just on the wall.
But we were all in like school. Well, actually, the convent were in school uniform because that was their exam rules. I think we were allowed to come in our normal clothes.
Yeah.
So like it just looked like a pile of convent girls and just a group of lads all shifting.
Yeah, normal everyday stuff, lads. Can't say I did it myself.
Anyway,
but.
So since we're on the topic of school exams, we kind of looked at it from two point of views. We've got your average everyday student over there, okay? Just the human being trying to get through life. And then you've got the annoying human being here trying to force you to sit those exams or maybe watching over you as you're doing them. So Chelsea's going to take the role of the student here. And then I'm going to take the role of them teachers / invigilators.
Right. So I have like a list of things of what students would do during exams or leading up to exams. And then Tyga's going to do the teacher side of things. But the first one I have is people taking their shoes off during exams.
Right.
I've never done that.
That bugs the hell out of me as someone who like has to watch over exams. You see the kids come in, they settle down, and then someone takes off their shoes.
Why?
It's out of comfort. It's for comfort, but it smells the whole room up.
I was just going to say, I can remember two students doing that in the Leaving Cert. And you know when you had like your Irish or like a language, you would sit one the oral side of it or the listening part of it in like one room, and then you do the actual written exam in like the gym or something like that. So when we were doing our German exam, I'll never forget it. There was two lads who took off their shoes in, and we were in my old school. It was like a prefab. So it was a small, confined little room.
Ugh.
And there was two lads who took off their shoes, and I'm telling you, and it was hot.
That's
it
the worst part. All of these exams always so take place during the summer. And like the smell of feet, the heat in the room, was that. It's like rotten eggs.
Oh, it was horrific.
Oh, those people. I get it. I know you're doing it out of comfort, but please, for the love of God, don't do it.
Just don't do it, lads. Don't
I can tolerate.
Students are suffering enough, like, you know.
I can tolerate when someone like flips the heel off and they just have their foot kind of loosely in and out. I can tolerate that. But when you so bold as brass, shoes off, boom, off to the side. I'm like,
it's actually vile. The next one I have is people asking to go to the toilet after like 5 minutes.
There's like a category of people. It's every single time, every exam, or like as an invigilator, the first you get them settled after a couple of minutes, grand, all job done. And then the same thing happens at the exact same time in an exam. You get the people looking to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You get people looking for extra paper.
I was the person. To be fair though, it was only in English and history because I always just wrote so much.
And you always got the people looking to leave because they were done.
Yeah.
Same three, like at the exact same time. One is like, I need more paper because I'm finished writing. I need more.
What was the actual time limit? So you know about like an exam could be like 3 hours long.
Half hour.
Most
places it's like you have to do the first half hour
and then you can
leave.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Normally
then
as well, if you're within the last half hour, you also have to stay to the end.
Oh.
Yeah. Some places change that rule, but like some places are straight up like you can't leave.
No, I never left an
you're
exam earlier
2 hours.
Apart from maths. I skipped over there.
I don't know what's better though.
I couldn't. No, but no, I didn't leave like that. Like the first half hour, I left like, say when there was like 40 minutes left in the exam, I left.
I've got some stories.
I gave up
for
hope
you about this.
Gave up hope. Like I was like, I'm done.
So I've been the teacher of students who've done all of the following. And if you've ever done one of these, you should be ashamed of yourself. Or you probably know people who are capable of doing this. I've had students walk out after half an hour. Right?
Yeah.
One person goes and then their buddy goes, right? And then the first person's like, oh, I left because I'm done. The other fellow's like, oh, I left because you left. I wanted to hang out with you after this.
Oh, for God's sake. That's just stupid.
Stupid.
Don't do that.
Right? But there's one student I had, right? There's one student, though, that completely caught me off guard with something he did in an exam and why he left early.
Go on.
So, again, same rule as before. You have to wait the half hour, all that jazz, before you can leave. He got up after half an hour, handed in his paper, went out and went up to, like, a study area.
Yeah.
To study more science. And when he was up there, someone questioned him, being like, shouldn't you be in your science exam right now? He said, oh, yeah, but I recognized something on the paper that I'd seen before and I just needed to go check what it was before I go back down and finish the paper.
No!
Yeah, genuinely. Left the exam thinking he was allowed to leave, study it and go back in. And got the shock of his life then when he discovered you're not allowed to do that because cheating. Like, I couldn't believe it.
I'd say he
failed his exam straight out. No, he wasn't exactly, let's call a spade a spade. He was a few pennies short of a shilling.
Ah, still, God love him. Like, he was obviously so sure that he could go back in.
There wasn't a lot going on upstairs.
Ah, bless him. Bless him. But look, look, it is what it is. Right, the next one is people asleep after 5 minutes.
Oh my God, just the amount of heads down.
Never. Seen a student asleep in an exam.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many kids now who will be sleeping.
Why? Just leave then. If you're just going to sleep.
No, sometimes you're not allowed to leave, you see. So for like the GCSEs over in England, they're not allowed to leave.
Ah, okay.
They have to stay. So like,
right, okay,
and a lot of teachers are like, I'd rather you sleep than interrupt the rest of the exam.
By leaving, so. Yeah.
Well, not even by leaving.
I always noticed that like whenever a student would leave, the whole hall would just look at this one student leaving going, just they're leaving for us early. You'd be like so judgmental of them leaving early. And the next minute you're one of them. You're like, yeah, I'm leaving, motherfuckers.
What I never understood about it was kids who would fall asleep after 5 minutes. And particularly like when it came to like pre's and mocks and all that stuff, they'd do it there. And then you chat to them and be like, why are you sleeping? Why don't you just try it? Like at least.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'll do it for the real thing. Sure, real thing comes and goes and they've never done
never
it properly.
Done it
they've
yet.
Failed those as well. You're just like, effort, man. Effort.
I know.
Anyway.
People who bring in their phones into the exam haven't been told to leave them in their lockers. our phones were taken off us when we walked into
Dead
my
right.
exam. There was a
box with your name on it. To put the little names on your phone.
Yeah, on the phone, and then you get your phone back when you leave the exam. Mm-hmm. Which that's the right way. Don't tell students to leave it in the locker. They're clearly not gonna leave it in the locker. Like,
I remember
take it off them.
I remember again over in the UK. Getting all set up for the exams, you'd have the conversation, like you'd have all of the year group outside beforehand. You'd be like, you are not allowed to bring in anything with you other than your pencil case, which has to be clear, a bottle with no label, all this jazz, all set up. And you're like, and you have to put your phone away in the locker. You walk in, get them all settled down. Next thing you're like, right, if you've got anything left on you that you've accidentally kept, you need to hand it up now. Phones everywhere. You're like stacking them up. Honestly, if you were to go to the black market, you're making 10 grand.
Jesus.
Do you know? It's
just easier. Just leave your phone. Because I'm not being funny. Yeah, people are so stickler about giving up their phones. That's grand. Turn off your phone then. If you're afraid about people looking at your phone, turn off the phone. Just hand it up. Don't, because you know what? You're just going to be tempted to take it out. Then you're going to get COVID. Then you're going to get in trouble. Just put the phone away.
I feel like we're just giving out now.
Do what you're told.
Do what you're told.
Here's one for you. Do you see people cheating in exams often?
Loads. Yeah, it's really obvious.
How?
I'm not going to give away the techniques.
Because you just said it yourself. In some cases, well, when I was doing my exams, it didn't matter what pencil case we brought in. We weren't told to bring in a clear one. But I just noticed you just said clear pencil case.
Yeah, so over in the UK, it's a big thing. You have to have a clear pencil case because you can see into the pencil case.
Yeah,
if
in case there's
any extra notes or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, kids have so many ways of cheating now. Like, they're not allowed to have like an Apple Watch or a smartwatch on you going in anymore because it's not just for telling the time. You can read messages and whatever.
Yeah.
So you could have someone text you an answer. There's so many things. I won't go into detail because I know there's students
listening. This podcast
listen.
Is not for tips, lads.
But just, I want you to be aware. We know. We know all the sneaky stuff, right? We've years of experience. Okay?
Don't give away too much though because then they'll know what to watch over.
But yeah, no, And like when it comes to pre's and mocks and stuff like that, I quite often say to kids, I was like, look, you know, I will notice things. And I was like, I'll give you a warning. If you keep doing it, I'll put you down as cheating because it's so clear and obvious. But why are you trying to cheat in the pre's or mocks anyway? You're only fooling yourself. The exam isn't even real. It's just to tell you what it would be like in the real exam. So just take it like it was the real thing and do the legit stuff so you get an actual proper result. Don't just cheat yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so many things. So many things. Oh my God, I wish. Maybe I'll do that over on Patreon. Tell people how to. No, actually I won't. Students, you're not supposed to go over to Patreon. but on that note, actually, sorry. I have seen the boldest brass thing ever done. Whoa. When it comes to cheating. So I've seen a girl who noticed someone. Or this is a big exam. Massive exam hall. I've seen a girl come up to invigilators in the middle of an exam. And I can't remember if it was the proper exam or if it was mocks. It must have been mocks if I was in the room. Where they've gone up and they've just said, that person down below at that table is cheating. They have their phone. And then gone back down, sat down. And the entire room is just like,
oh, everyone heard.
Oh, like she was bold as brass. She was like, he's cheating. Bam, boom. And your man got taken and like pulled and absolutely bollocked out of everything.
Oh, Lord. I mean, I get why she did it, because at the end of the day, fair is fair. You gotta sit an exam, sit an exam. If everybody else isn't cheating, don't cheat. But I mean, a bit snaky to rat on them as well.
I'm like, fair play, like.
Oh, fair play to her for having the balls to go up and actually say that, but.
But just to be out loud being like, they have their phone, they're cheating.
Yeah.
And he's using it. Oh my God. Like, it was a revelation.
I would have maybe just whispered or something. Mm. I wouldn't have said it out so loud. But I can understand, because it is fucking frustrating. There's students out there that would spend hours studying for an exam and just, you know, to even get a pass. And then there's students out there like skimming through it by cheating. Like, it's not right, like.
Anyway, moving on, getting away from them cheaters.
People coughing up lungs left, right and centre.
Oh my God, what it is about exam season. Everyone just seems like,
everyone's just sick.
Achoo! All over the place.
Yeah, everyone's just sick.
Constantly.
Yeah.
It's like dead silent outside, or just as they're like reading out the instructions. As soon as you flip a paper, there's some.
No, the next one absolutely fucking irks me. People breathing really loud.
Oh my God, mouth breathers.
Fucking Darth Vader.
ASMR over here.
Oh, it's actually so frustrating.
ASMR illness, that's what that is.
Oh, the next one. Oh my God, the next one really irks me. People who click pens.
What are they doing? Morse code?
Clicking pens.
What are you clicking at?
Especially the ones that have like the five different colours on it, and they're just going from one colour to the next. You're like, I will ram that fucking pen down your throat. Stop.
I know that students do this when they've got substitute teachers. Sometimes they're coordinated, so one person will like go, and then suddenly two people, and then by the end of like 10 minutes, all 25 or 30, how many kids in the class, they're all just clicking, clicking, clicking.
Oh, that would drive me insane.
Oh, sure. It's the whole principle is to annoy the hell out of substitutes.
Oh my God. But even now, I just drive me insane.
Do you know what really bugs me? When it comes to pens, and I think everyone's been through this, when you lend someone your pen and then they take it for the exam or whatever it is, you get it back at the end and they've been chewing the top and you're like,
oh, why would you chew someone else's
big pen? Big biros, you see it on the lids that they've just been bitten into or whatever, and you're just like, do you know what, keep it.
I have to say, I was never that student that chewed their pens.
Oh, I'd have chewed my own pens, fair enough, or the lids of them, but like,
no, I'd have never done it
to a borrowed pen.
Yeah. And do you know what else used to annoy me as well? Is when people used to write on the rubbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just like doodling on the rubber. Why are you ruining it? Because what you're doing is, you're writing on it, and there's people that will write the whole way around the rubber. So when they actually go to use it, it's just black.
Yeah, because they're bored.
Like, find, like,
Go on,
this topic
keep going.
Is actually frustrating me already. Like, oh my God. People borrowing pens and then chewing the top of them. Okay, we've already said that. People who say, I totally failed that one, and then come out and get an A.
Listen, if I say I failed that exam, I've either failed it or I've scraped a pass.
Yeah.
Like, I hated it in university, right? Because I did a science teaching course, and of course, everyone in there are SWATs. I love them to bits, but you were all SWATs and you know it.
What's a SWAT?
A SWAT, like, you know, a SWAT. They study a proper nerd, like,
proper nerd.
You know, push the glasses up and know what I'm doing, right? But you'd go every exam, right? And I'm not calling a spade a spade. I'm nerdy, but I ain't nerdy. Like, I was an academic jock. That's the way I would.
Oh, please.
I played my sports. I did my work. I got my degree. That's how I worked. But there were some people that were just there for the degree. And look, that's fair enough. Whatever, no problem. But they would come out of every single exam we had in university, be like, oh my God, I totally failed that. I totally failed it. Like, I can't believe it. Oh my God. And then, like, you find out later on, they got, like, 99%.
Yeah.
That, and you're just that, like, bro,
honestly,
I'm here at 41% praying.
Shit out of me. Like, don't lie. You know you passed. You know you passed with flying colours. You know I struggle, especially, like, in a subject where you know you're absolutely, like, in maths. My God. When I came out of my maths exam, and I was, like, 100% failed that. Like, said, like, maths was my weakest subject in school, just making that very clear. Everything else, fly through it. But maths, when I came out of my exam, I was like, I failed that. I actually wanted to cry so much. And then there was like, oh my God, I failed too. I can't. I'm like, actually, and the day of the results, they all passed with flying colours.
One more with that one as well was when those people, they're like, oh my God, I totally failed. And you're like, you didn't fail. I definitely failed. And they go, oh no, you definitely didn't fail. You're totally amazing at whatever subject it is. And you're like,
again, why are you lying?
You've seen me. I'm like a Neanderthal, like whacking two sticks together.
What if this fruit makes me the smartest man the village has ever known?
That's a pretty low bar.
I am not capable of the same level of work as you.
Yeah.
Stop trying to pretend you are the same.
And every time I was in math class, there was two lads that were absolute brainiacs. Brainiacs at maths. And I'd literally, every time we'd go into math class, I'd always just land myself in the middle of two lads. So you'd have Aidan this side and Robert this side. And I'd just be like, lads, help me. They would, this is actually like mad, but in science class, I actually felt like I learnt more from the lads than the teacher.
Oh,
no
yeah.
offense to the teacher, but it was just the way the teacher was like explaining the maths to me. I was like, sir, I actually genuinely don't understand what you're saying to me. And
different
then two lads would explain it. I'm like,
you see,
oh yeah.
Different perspectives. And like a lot of the time, you don't actually want a teacher who is like, I won't say an expert in their subject, because they see it their way and that's it. Sometimes you want the person who's like, I actually really struggle with this subject, so I've had to look at it from several points of view to actually get a good grasp of it, and then that way they'll teach you in different ways.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. And like, again, it's not that the teacher was bad or like that, it's just I genuinely could not grasp his teaching, like his method, whereas the two lads understood what he was saying, so then they were basically mansplaining literally. And I genuinely passed on those parts in my exam. I know for a fact I passed on them because of the two lads.
Fair play.
100%. The next one is people who spend all night studying and discovered they studied the wrong material.
Oh my God. Right. This happens every year with English.
That's painful.
So English paper one, or I think it's paper one normally, where they do like the poetry anthology and all this stuff. And they're like, there's several different poets that could come up. So for some reason, loads of students go off and learn like two or three poets if there's like six, in the hopes that one of them come up.
Yeah.
And then none of them come up. Oh my God, the holy and like, worst part is there's teachers out there making predictions going, oh, they haven't come up for a couple of years, so they're due to come up. I hate that.
That's
word.
That's the worst.
They're due to come up.
That's
well,
the worst thing you
they
can
might
say.
Not. Yeah. You know, they haven't come up for the last 7 years, so they're due to come up. Yeah, but maybe they're not coming up because they're trying to get rid of them off the course or something. Yeah. Or because people
don't like
studying.
But that's the worst
like
thing you can say
them.
To a student, though, is they're due to come up, because then that student will hum in on that
focus
one.
On it.
Yeah, they will focus on that one, and then they're screwed.
That happened a couple of years ago with the English paper in Ireland, and people went ballistic.
Oh no.
Because I think it was the exact same two poets that had come up the previous year or something like that.
Yeah.
And people were like, that's not fair, they can't do that. And they're like, yeah, they kind of can.
Can't do what?
They were like, you can't put in the same poets as last year.
Of course you
like,
can.
Yeah, they did. So get over it.
Suck on it.
Oh my God, yeah.
The next one is making awkward eye contact with people around you.
You ever have that? We'll do it now. You're sitting.
Hold on.
You're there. You're just scribbling away. Scribbling. You're back to writing again. Or the other, you're scribbling away, and then you give the little nod. Just a little nod of. How's it going? You alright?
Alright.
All good.
You get the whole. The look of confusion.
Flips the first paper, you look around, everyone's like, what the fuck? I don't remember any of that.
Yeah. Oh my God, I saw that so
and
much
then,
in my English and history
and
exam.
And that's how you know, you're like, okay, it's not just me.
It's not just
the
me.
The worst
yeah.
part
that's
is.
That's actually quite comforting to see when you see the reactions of other students. You're like, oh, I'm not the only one that's screwed. Okay.
The worst part, though, is if you flip and you're like, I don't reckon, and you look around, everyone's like, yeah. Paper. Look, yeah, I'm happy with that paper. You're like, shit. Oh, shit. I made a mistake.
Oh my God. God, I actually found that was so funny because it's so true. So many times I would like look up from an exam. I could be on a question that I have no idea what's going on, right? And then I look up and then I'd say, claps eye with one of the girls, one of the lads. And then I'd be like, kind of like give me like the confused look as if to say like, what the fuck is this? And then the both of you are just going back and forth and you're getting no further.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh, that's actually, or if you are in the same exam as the person that you like as well. So like you're having that awkward kind of like back and forth with them, the eye contact.
Going science. Oh, you know. Oh, how's it going, friend? Good for you. You'll smash it. You'll smash
yeah.
it. You're so clever. Yeah. You're so clever. Stop. Me? I'm just barely scraping. You're so clever. You're handsome too.
Oh, please. Right. And the last one I have. Oh my God. I actually can't, right? The last one I have is when it's silent and your stomach rumbles like crazy. Oh my God.
It's just dead silent and again, your stomach just goes.
That's still happening in my adult life. I hate it when you're having a conversation with someone. It actually happens when I'm talking to Tig, like, right? But you could be having a conversation and then there's like that little bit of silence and you just hear the rumble of the stomach. Even when we're recording, I do hear my stomach rumbling.
We should start putting a third mic down by your stomach.
My stomach always rumbles. I hate it.
It's just, it always seems to find the exact right time. It's like dead silent in the exam and then suddenly, let me play the sound of my people. And you're just somehow just whale noises.
What the fuck was that?
That's my attempt at my stomach just twirling all over the place. You know? It always seems to happen in the dead silence.
Right, well that was from the student's perspective. I want to know what are the things from a teacher's perspective?
Well, after my many years of teaching,
right,
I have several rules. If you are invigilating exams,
okay.
So yeah. If you are a teacher invigilating exams, here are the things you have to do. Number one, you have to wear your loudest shoes.
Oh my God! Oh, for fuck's sake!
If it doesn't get the heel toe, all the way down the hall.
Why, women? Why do you have to wear heels?
Women.
Yeah, women always wear heels.
Men can do it too, thank you.
Yeah, you wear heel shoes. I'm talking about heels. Women actually wearing, like the female teachers wearing heels.
You've
I'm like,
got
why?
To wear them.
Just the noise of them. That's a distraction to students.
That's the whole point. Second thing you need to do, while you're walking down in your distracting shoes, you need to stop every so often and just...
have a quick look.
And then when you have to look until they look back up at you. And then you go... And then walk on.
Oh, you get the, you're all right. You're getting all right.
Oh my God. Oh, you've jumped the gun with this one. So the next thing you have to do as well, and you can only do this with pre's and mocks really, or young kids when they're like doing their summer exams, is you're walking down, you do the stop, you do the look over the shoulder. They look up at you, you make eye contact and you go, guys, can we all just make sure we're reading the question properly before you answer, okay?
Particularly
question three. Okay, just make sure you read the question properly. Oh, you're getting on, you're okay. just check it.
First of all, that's embarrassing if that happens because what that teacher has just done is like single-handedly pointed you out that you obviously didn't read the question right. Therefore, she clearly or he has noticed that you've answered the question wrong. So I'm like, that's embarrassing. If you're a teacher out there listening to this, don't do that. That's embarrassing. If you've got something to say, just whisper. Whisper, you're all right.
Anyway, going back, since we're on whispering, rule number four, you have to whisper really loud. That's the next rule. So you lean, you're right. You okay? I don't know, I do a little bit of an English accent. You are. That's good. You're finding it difficult. You've got to do it loud enough that like...
Everyone
in the meter.
Yeah, the surrounded area can hear like...
You're struggling with that question. Identified two reasons. What? Can't even take myself serious doing this. But as they're reading out the questions, they're like giving the hints. I was like, outline two reasons why the settlements didn't do well in the Republic of Ireland. Okay, so remember, we want you to outline and explain two reasons it didn't work.
Why is this
the
teacher
Republic.
Got sass?
Because this is how it works. Okay? I should do my own one.
Yeah.
It's always...
Someone, why aren't you doing your own?
Because I'm not going to lie. Right, my so experience of this
hold
is
on,
right.
Hold on. Right, I'm your student, right? Okay. I'm a student. I'm one of your students. I'm doing an exam, right?
Okay. So I need you to lean forward so I can do the whole thing, right? Right. You're leaning forward. You're doing your little, you've got your notes in front of you. I want you to pretend you're writing. So I'm just like, you are.
Why? Where's the English accent going?
I'm taking your microphone for this one. So I'm leaning in. Right.
You're not English, by the way.
All right. So this is me.
Yeah.
How are you getting on? Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good. It's question 7. It's a hard one, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. It's about atoms. You okay with atoms?
No.
Let me read it. Okay. So it says here. Okay. The question. Okay. It's been stuck in it for a while. I'll help you out. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. I'll help you out.
You have to whisper.
This is my whisper voice because
that's fucking shit. Everyone can hear you.
Shh. Exactly. I'm doing my invigilation properly. Shut up. Get back to your test. Okay. Right. It's atoms. Okay. You know the tiny things. They're inside elements. Okay. Atoms. Right. It's saying, what are the 3 subatomic particles inside the atoms? Okay. So remember we talked about this. We did this way back. Started the year. It's great. Remember those? We did big lessons, big experiments. Okay. 3 subs. So they're inside the atoms. Okay. So remember now, one of them's got a positive. Okay. It begins with P. P for positive. So think, what other word begins with P? Good. Fair play. Well done. Okay. Then the other one has got no charge. What's another word for 0? Neutral. Well done. It's got a neutral charge. Okay. And that word's going to begin with N. Right. And then the last one, This is a negative charge. It hangs out on the outside.
I know.
It's almost like it's been elected to be on the outside. That's a big hint. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we've got one with P, one with N, and one with E. Okay. I'll leave you alone now. Best of luck. If you need anything, let me know. Okay. I'll see you later. Guys, remember, read question 7 properly, okay?
I'd fucking thump you in the face. I swear. I'd actually thump you if I was one of your students. If you're one of Ty's students, listen to this. I do apologise.
That's only for the first years because they look back up and you're like, I'm so
No,
I'm
no,
so
right,
nice.
Let me explain. This is one thing that used to drive me mad in exams is when the teacher, whoever who's looking over like the exam, right, comes over and they get the whole, remember this topic we did at the start of year? No, fucking don't. We're in May, June. I started school in September. The end of August. Started September. I don't even remember what I had for lunch today. How am I going to remember what I did in August? Like, that comment alone irks me so much. I'm like, if I remembered what I did last year, do you think I'd be sitting here
looking
confused?
The great irony is,
no.
I could tell that definitely was you in school as well, that you just didn't remember when anything was done. Because when I ask you about anything we do in the last week, you're like, I don't remember that.
I'm fucking checking.
I'm almost like, you are wearing your blue cardigan.
How? How can I? How? I passed my exams. I'll never know.
Yeah, it's a miracle. It is genuinely a miracle. Hey,
you're not meant to fucking agree with me.
I am, Dory.
Not that bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I find it so funny when teachers do that. They come up and they're like, "You're right,
you're right. No, I'm fucking not. No, I'm not."
He's going, "I'm fine. I just need this question." You're like, "Okay, it's all right. It's all right. It's all, we're back to being English again. It's all right. I look after you."
You're missing England, Tig.
This is, you see,
the accent just comes out.
The reason why it goes straight to that one is because I've genuinely invigilated with like proper invigilators who do exams. Like that's, they just come into school to do that. And there was one woman who genuinely, oh my God, there was like a small center as well. So it was like 8 kids in there and she would just go up and no matter where you were in the room, you heard the full conversation.
And
I'd be sitting there and she's genuinely like doing that. She's going word by word. Like, you're not supposed to even do that.
You're not supposed,
unless they have it written that they are allowed to have a scribe or they're allowed to have a reader, then fine. But if they don't, you're not supposed to call it out. Like, and she was doing it. I was like, stop, woman.
Yeah, but she's only reading it though. I don't understand that. She's only...
Depends. If it's state exams, unless they have a reader, they
can't,
not,
you can't.
Have it.
Really?
Yeah, and normally if they have a reader, they're in a separate room by themselves.
So, like, it's right in front of you. Like, No, you're not allowed to do that.
Because then you're like, two examples of why that's happening. That, remember that big climate change? remember two examples. Climate, you know, it gets hotter. It's getting hotter. That's an example of why. Now climate change.
Okay.
Is that giving hints?
Yeah. Do you know like what I mean? Like something that Orly get is, it's getting hotter.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that.
Students, I didn't know what the question was asking. Just write exactly what they've just been told. Yeah, it's exactly. Getting hotter.
I didn't know what the question was asking. Thanks for that. Thanks for that. Yeah. And I don't understand the next one. Can you do that with that?
Yeah. Students are just clever.
Anyway,
they're too clever.
Flipping out. Yeah, so that's the rules for invigilation. You have to follow those ones.
This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That as a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
As I said, D-Armor kit has been growing ridiculously. It's like taking over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for D-Armor kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about D-Armor, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
I know nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
And it's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
D-Armor is not here to take part. They are here to
take over.
So
nice.
If you want to check out D-Armor kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armor.com. Go look at them because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, do you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. Oh God. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own
team.
What
sport could we take? This is for another time.
Another time.
Back to the episode.
Let's go. Moving on.
Right, let's hear these confessions.
Right. So, school confessions, right?
Sent in by you guys.
Yeah, so Tig sent out on his Instagram story here the other day, basically asking for you guys to let us know your school confessions, right? And we were driving up to Offaly there on Friday and I was having a skim through them. Lads, shame on all of you.
You dirty disciples.
Shame on all of you.
Okay. I'm going to put it out there because I think this is going to weed out probably 40% of the messages we got. We're putting them all in together and I'm saying it up top, off the front.
My God.
Ye are horrific.
That's like...
I can't believe the amount of messages being like, I ejaculated here. Bust a nut came up quite regularly. I was like, who even says bust a nut anymore? I bust a nut. But lads, can we please... touching yourselves in school. Stop touching other people in school. Just hands in your pockets, ye dirty disciples. I'm broke now. I can't look around my own school without thinking, Jesus, I hope no one's in there. Oh God, whenever I hear a noise now, I'm like, just close your eyes and just say like, lads, out of the room. Out of the room.
Genuinely, before I read like your school confessions that you sent into Tyke, I never in a million years would have thought or even like heard of kids masturbating or having sex or anything like that in school. Like that genuinely, when I read one of them out, I was like, that can't be real. And then Tyga was like, oh yeah, that's normal.
I won't say, I never said it was normal. I said,
happens often.
So like in past schools and even when I was in school, I would have heard of people like having a Tom Hank inside in the middle of a class.
Like, what? That genuinely baffled me. It genuinely baffled me because I was like, I never ever heard of anybody doing that in school.
Yeah.
Like that disturbed me, lads. I'm not going to lie.
It's one of those ones. Like you think about it. Like you're putting a building there specifically going, right, let's put all these hormonal people at a certain age into classrooms and hope that we can concentrate them enough that they won't go near themselves.
Like, it's just weird.
It ain't going to work for all of them, unfortunately.
It's so weird.
Well, anyway, so I just want to clear that up, right? All of you people.
Just stop doing it.
Like, genuinely. Like
the
very first one we got was, I busted a nut under my teacher's desk. Yeah. Now, first of all, why the teacher's desk? That's nasty. That's our desk. Leave that alone.
That's really weird. Another one we got was, when I was in the second grade, I invited my teacher to my house just to talk to her. She never came. Why would you invite your teacher over?
I wouldn't go over either.
Talk.
Why? Why are you inviting your teachers over
but
for?
Sure, look. Why? Why would you want? Why would you just randomly, if you wanted to talk to your teacher? You just talk in class.
Don't forget that like second grade is like 8 years of age or something like that. They're young, I think. I don't know what the second grade is.
I don't know what the second grade is either.
Second class. Imagine if you were second class in primary school. Like, you're hardly thinking of that when you if you were to fight a teacher.
No,
over.
You're not. Another one, which everybody's done, is farting in class. We've all done that.
Oh my God, I've had kids rip some massive ones in the past. I've had kids in the middle of an exam rip a huge one, and the entire class just turned and looked.
And then laughed, probably.
No, they just were like, oh, is that loud?
Jesus Christ.
Oh God, the memories. Jesus. Oh.
Another one I have here is everyone had that teacher that leaned over to help a kid and then their and then their asses in their face. Oh my God, all the time.
There's a special lean. Oh, I would love to be able to demonstrate it now, but there's no table there where you're like, you it's lean the, over the corner, the elbow's this, going, you're, yeah, like, you're right,
then,
you're right.
And then the ass is just out.
It's probably why I'm doing that. You're right, you're right. You're right. Oh, go on, I'll help you read the question.
And then you just
arse in the face of the kid by accident.
Ass in your face. Like, you're like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Oh. Do you know, actually, this, I feel bad for saying this, but there was, I'm not going to name her because I'm afraid someone from my old school is listening, but there was a student, and anybody that went to school with me will know the exact teacher I'm talking about. There was a teacher in my old school, and she had the worst breath ever. I mean, I would cringe when she'd come over to me, and I'd be like, the second I see her coming over, I'd be like, but I just like hold my breath until she walks away, because literally it was the worst thing to smell first thing in the morning. You're like, woman, please, please just go brush your teeth or something.
Yeah, not good. I genuinely, I know it sounds so weird, but when I was in teacher training, there was a, like, we used to have people come out and like visit you while you were in your like placements.
Yeah.
And one of the guys was like, you need to think about where you're leaning. This is before I did the lesson. He was like, this is one of the most important things you'll ever. He taught me two really random facts, and I was like, these are really weird things. But ever since, I was like, this is probably
stuck with you.
It's probably the two most valuable things he's ever actually taught me. Like, so one was never rub anything off the board like that. Never go horizontal.
Why?
You want to go vertical.
Why?
Because you jiggle less.
Because you what?
You jiggle. So if you're rubbing the whiteboard horizontally, your arm goes like that, your boobs go like that, your butt goes like that.
Oh, yeah.
So everything jiggles. If you go vertically, nothing jiggles.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It folds. I like to see you wiggle, wiggle. For sure. Make you want to dribble, dribble. You know.
Oh, that makes actually
one
a lot
of the
of
cleverest
sense.
Things. And then in terms of the other one, he was like, where you lean on a table is important. He was like, you should lean in. He's like, no matter where you're in the classroom, you can almost get at least 70% of people in one side of you. So yeah. He's like, you have to lean in a direction that gets the most people there and the least amount of people behind your back. And he was like, and never bend over cocking your ass up. This is before he'd ever seen me teach. So I was like, not doing that anyway. But he was like,
so random.
Day one, like of me meeting, he was like, these two things are important. Just implement them in your teaching straight away and you'll be fine. And I was like, grand. And he was like, always go to your, like bend to your knees. Yeah. So almost like your elbows up on the table.
But you're down.
And your head height is nearly below where the student's eyes are.
Yeah. A lot of the teachers that would have taught me would have done that. Went straight down to their like, under honkers more so.
Because if you stick your arse up in the air, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And I was like, all right, I'll take that on board. Been doing it since.
Just kneeling right down.
Kneeling right down.
You're right there. You're right there.
Just being the sarcastic individual.
Oh my God. Put a phone in the ceiling when we had a sub and calling it. My ringer was, "Hoes in this house." That I think would be fucking hilarious, because it's like when I in my school again, when we had the prefabs, it was like those fucking really flimsy ceilings that if you pushed it up, you could just put stuff in there. And lads would do that all the time. Lads would like hide shit up there or whatever like that. And
bananas.
Then put like rotten milk.
6 year pranks was always put a rotten fish up there.
Oh Lord, it's rotten. Ugh. But genius.
No.
Genius. No, it's a good idea because you would never think to check up there.
Turn into Christopher Walken there. No.
No.
No fish. Stop. You're going to ruin the day. Focus on your exams.
But But yeah, like I hated the fact that like people would put food up there. I'm like all for the whole pranking of like putting a phone up there and ringing it and stuff like that. But like, don't put food up there because we all have to sit there and smell that shit. Don't do that. I feel like, do you know what we're doing right now? We're actually giving people hints and tips here on how to like, well, take the piss in school.
The one I was about to say, please don't do this. This is not appropriate at all. So they said, I accidentally hooked up with a PME, that's like a teacher on placement, while I was in fourth year. So when they were around 16, I thought he was a sixth year, assuming that he was doing like the leaving cert.
Yeah.
And he was actually a teacher.
Oh, teaching her. Oh.
Could you imagine if he then had to teach her in class?
That reminds me straight away. This reminds me straight away. Any girls listening to this, or probably lads actually watched it as well. That reminds me straight away of Pretty Little Liars.
They've watched
so
it.
Pretty Little Liars, basically it's a TV show, very very good TV show, but there's a girl called Aria, and she on her like spring break or some holidays, whatever you want to call them, she was in a bar reading a book. Again, she would have been about 16, 17 at the time. She was in a bar, she was reading a book, this guy was sitting at the bar, he was reading a book, the two of them hook up, and then literally like she starts school that Monday, and then boom, he's her English teacher. They actually got together and got married and everything years later. But still, Chris.
This is the thing, right? When I was in university, this is the really annoying thing about it, is that like you go into second year of uni, you go out in placement for the first time. You're like 19.
Yeah.
There was actually one guy in my year who, when he went on placement, was 17.
Oh, wow.
And like you're going out teaching and potentially teaching 18-year-olds.
18-year-olds,
you're
yeah.
a year older. And like the thing is, I was lucky enough, I never did hook up with anyone when I was like on placements. I think I might have been in relationships at the time, so I was like, thank God for that. But like on nights out, 4th, 5th and 6th years are out. If you go out in the same town, you could genuinely be in trouble. And a couple of people did get caught with that when I was on placement.
Really?
Yeah, that's not the first time I've heard situations like this.
Ooh.
Like there were people I knew who were like on placement. They were like, I think I hooked up with a 5th year or a 6th year while I was in that school on a night out.
Oh. And he
was
like,
yeah. There was actually one situation I heard of where a guy was going out with a 6th year while he was in 2nd year college and got placement in her school.
Ah, yeah, but that's...
You're still a teacher in the school.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So,
shit.
It's dodge.
Oh, that. How would you do that, like? How would you do that then? Because, like, if they're already in a relationship... Oh, that's... Okay. Mm. That's really... That's a complicated situation to be in, lads. I'm not going to lie. That's... okay. Oh, this happened to me so much. So much. And if it didn't happen to you, then I hope it does happen to you one day.
Oh, God, I hope it's not like the previous one.
No. Sat in chewing gum and had to go around the whole day with my jumper like strapped around my waist.
I've had that.
I sat in chewing gum. So fuckers would put it on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sit and you're like...
Nothing worse than when you
and
put
I wore
your...
trousers. So like you couldn't hide that.
Well, nothing worse when you like put your hand on a table and you can feel
feel
fresh
it under. Like, why? The bin's right there. Get her ass up and put it in the bin. Don't stick it under the table.
I've always told my students, I said, I would rather catch you putting gum into the bin and like getting up to put it in the bin and be like, grand, look, I'll leave
you. You've
thrown
it out, yeah.
It's when I catch someone chewing and they go, and they try to, and I'm like, no, you're getting detention.
Aww.
I would just go to the bin. You're not going to get in trouble if you're throwing it out properly.
Here's a question actually for you. In my school at the time, detention, we'd obviously have detention where you'd sit down and just whatever, you'd be told to write this or write that or do absolutely nothing. But some teachers, I think it was one or two teachers, anyway, I would have walked past and seen people in detention. They were actually made take the chewing gum off the table. Now,
yeah.
They wouldn't have got detention because of the chewing gum. They could have got detention for something completely different. But their punishment was you'd have to scrape off all the chewing gum underneath the tables and chairs.
I've done that before.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
No, I would have things for different reasons. So like, generally, if it's for behaviour, I'm like, right, you've misbehaved in the class. Now you owe me something that's going to determine good behaviour. Community service, you're going to have clean up this room.
Right.
If it's for not having homework done, I kind of take the sympathetic approach, kind of going, if they don't have the homework done, it's probably for something that potentially might be at home. And depending on how strict the school is about the rules of it, like, I'm not massively strict with homework in the sense that if a kid forgets it one time, I'm not going to nail them for detention.
Mm.
You know, if they, a second time, I'm going, okay, maybe try and see if you can catch up during the day, bring it back to me when it's done, whatever. It's if it's persistent, I'm like, there's probably something more going on at home there. If I'm going to give it attention, I'll allow the homework to be done there, but just have a conversation with them during that time. I don't massively like creating writing as a punishment because it puts kids off writing.
Yeah.
So anything else other than...
Yeah, but then you're not being a little bit too lenient there. No, I completely get your whole theory there. You're like, obviously there's something going on at home. But then I'm like, you have to also take into account that there's students out there that genuinely take the piss and just don't do their homework. So I'm like...
I should point
out... Do you know what I mean?
I'll know the difference between who's taking the piss
right, and okay. Who's got that's what I was curious about. Because I was like, it sounded like very lenient there.
It genuinely depends. Like,
yeah.
And like the kids who are just taking the mick and just don't do it at all... They would hate me for detentions.
Okay. Well,
I'm not the kind of teacher that just lets you sit there with your head on the table for the detention, just wasting your time.
Mm.
But I'll make you work.
Yeah.
You will be doing stuff for that time. I'll get in it, and I'm quite happy to get in an argument over it because you've obviously done something enough to be in that detention.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that all lovely, mushy TikTok teacher everyone thinks I am. I'm strict enough when I need to.
I'd say you are.
I have my moments. Anyway, this next one that got sent in is quite controversial, but it's not the only one I've seen messaging in like this. So I passed my GCSE art as a teacher made a pass of me literally days before the exam. As in tried it on.
The teacher did?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I've actually, there's a couple of people who've messaged in being like, either they hooked up with the teacher or their teacher made a pass at them. I'd be like, what? Now, I'm not going to lie, right? I'm going to put it out there because it's being honest. I've had kids make passes at me before.
What?
Yeah. And like, obviously, nothing happened. Wouldn't go near it. Actually, it's a really weird one that like, when I would have like gone to rugby clubs and stuff like that, or with sports teams, lads would be like, oh, you know, what's the youngest you'd go with now? Like, or whatever. And I'm like, literally 24. And they're like, why 24? And they're like, because that's the age of the oldest kids that I have taught. And in my eyes, everyone under that is just a baby. Just can't now. 24 is like the cut off line.
Jesus.
Weirds me out knowing that like they're full blown adults. But I think most teachers are a bit like that where they're like, oh, they're babies. Do you know?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Like. It is strange. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I've heard so many people make comments in the past as well. Jesus, God bless you. When you walk into a school for the first time, like the stuff that you hear going down the hallway, kids aren't even subtle. They've got no indoor voices.
Ah, sure. Look, I remember a female teacher. She was a sub and she was stunning. I mean, she was absolutely gorgeous.
The lads
gorgeous.
Would have probably been all
the
over
the lads.
It.
Oh my God. Like, but they wouldn't hide it either. Like the lads would like say things out loud for this teacher to hear. I'm like, you're actually being disgusting.
I have a massive story for you in one of those.
Oh.
So a girl that I knew who was on placement in an all-boys school, right? Very attractive young woman, don't get me wrong. Gorgeous girl. But like, would take no like shit from anyone. Went on placement, this all-boys school. And all the lads were just cracking on, trying their best to like chat her up, pull this like teacher who's on placement on her PME, all that jazz. And one day, one of the lads came into her classroom and dropped a condom on the floor. And was like, oops, sorry about that, miss. You know, trying to be like...
Oh, whoops, oh! I dropped my monster condom that I used for my Magnum Dong.
I don't even know what that was going to do for him there.
And then he was like, oh, might have fallen out of my bag. Might have been, you know, might have just been on the floor. Put up on her table. And she just picked up and went, that's interesting. Why would you have a condom in an all-boys school? And gave it back to him and said, you go sit down there now like a good young fella. Ripped him to shreds in front of the entire class. Because he was, of course, being ballsy. Like, oh, I'm the big lad trying it on. Like, wrecked him. That was it. That was it. No one else tried to get
after
that.
That's what you get, lads. Karma came back and bit him in the ass.
Fair play. Yeah.
That's so weird. Yeah, why would you do that? Like,
yeah. Look, it's... Kids and hormones are weird. Right. The next one I have is something that happens on a lot of school trips and it's a nightmare for teachers and the amount of stories you hear from school trips is insane.
Stories.
I snuck in and slept in one of the lads' rooms while on our fourth year trip abroad with the girls. I know this person and all I'm going to say...
You're dead.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm not.
I'm
Go on,
very
girl.
Disappointed.
Go on, girl.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
And And to the person, right? Because we're not going to name the person,
you
right?
You brought shame upon your family. That's all I'm going to say.
The person that put in this comment, right? I copped this comment first. I read it out and I told him who it was. And he just looked at me. What?
Oh, my Lord.
I laughed so hard.
Anyway.
I thought he already saw it. So I was just reading it as if to say I was seeing it for the first time. No, I was actually reading it for him the first time.
You'll know, right? You'll know when it comes to school trips if the person organizing it is experienced in doing trips or not. Because, and if your teacher's out here, right, who are any of you are planning on organizing a trip, this is what you need to ask the hotel.
Right.
When you organize the trip, ask for no ground floor rooms.
Why?
Because they'll all sneak out the windows to each other and go into the next room.
Oh, clever.
I've seen that on a couple of trips. If it's the second and third floor, they ain't risking that.
That's very clever, actually.
But they all try it. And like, oh my God, I went on a school trip to Valencia once and I just sat in the hallway pretty much for the night marking, because as soon as you're in the hallway, they don't really chance it. You'll see the doors open, the heads will pop out. They go, all right, sir. And you go, grand lads, how are you? Yeah, fine. Heads pop back in, door closes.
Trying to see if they can get out.
Yeah. They'll try and sneak around. Oh my God, it couldn't be more obvious. But it's so funny.
Ah, but look, we've all done it, like.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I went on the trip for the Goshka Award, we went on
20 in a room.
There was like 20 of us in a room. Like, sure, we all did it.
Do you know what the funniest part about that always is as well? Is that like, when the teachers come to do the room inspections, they knock and you could just hear, you can hear them all being like, and then you go in and then the people who are supposed to be in the room are there and they might be bold and be like one or two people that's hanging in the room as well.
Yeah.
And they're like, lads, you shouldn't be in the room, you know that. And they're like, sorry about that, sir. Because they know, like, that's how you know the clever group, that they'll be like, we'll sacrifice a couple of people.
Yeah.
And then you go, right, lads, off you go to your own rooms. And they go back. And then you go, open up the bathroom, lads. And they go,
but five more just standing in there.
I know, sir, that's all of us. Open the bathroom. And then all you hear is, shit, he's under us. Inside the door. You open, like, if there's anyone in here, out you come now. And then one by one, they'll all start peeking at it. And eventually just, you go into the bathroom and you just open the shower curtain and there's one going, I didn't think you'd come this far, Jack. Every time without fail.
Ash, look, it's not a school
wardrobes.
Trip unless you're like not mingling.
I think it's the funniest thing
it's
ever.
It's not a school trip without it, like, you know? It's
normally,
just,
normally it quiets down after like one or two.
Ah, yeah.
So like, yeah. You stay doing your job as a teacher until maybe one or two. I've actually seen of the Goshkas. We were out once and where were we? Probably Capnally or some place like that. Ever been there?
I don't think so.
Great spot. Anyway, we made so much noise throughout the night that the teachers brought down a sofa, put it into the hallway between two of the bedrooms so the doors had to stay open, and they just slept on the sofas.
Oh my
we
God.
Caused so much wreck. It was brilliant. I loved it. I was like, "Fair, that's
when you know you've had a successful trip."
That's how you know an experienced teacher.
The teachers have to intervene like that. Like,
oh my God. Oh, this one I've done as a student, and I've yet to have it done to me as a teacher. Because I swear to God, I would rain fire on whoever did it. Right, this one says, "I used to shine the reflection of my watch above the math teacher's head. No one ever knew it was me." I've been in a class where there's like four of us doing the watches, then there's like rulers reflecting the light. There's like seven beams, and the teacher's just like it's like that scene in James.
Blinded.
It's like that scene in James Bond where Bond is tied to the table and there's just lasers about to cut open them. That's what it was like. There's just so many light reflections hitting him at one. He's like, I can't say I'm blind. I loved doing that in school. That was so much fun. Or doing it to people in the class.
Times. I would have seen that happening a few times. I loved it. Yeah. Wait, one here is, and you're all going to hell if you laugh at it, right? I was dared to plug out the Hoover on the caretaker.
Okay.
But he was deaf and continued hoovering.
Oh. Two things. One, never mess with the caretakers of the school. Those people are saints. They don't need your shit. Okay, they don't need...
I loved our caretaker. He was a legend. Paul, if you're listening to this, hero.
They've got enough on their plate. They don't need you messing with their day. They were deaf. That's just horrible. That person, you should be ashamed of yourself. Thank you for sending in the podcast, but you should be ashamed of yourself.
That's terrible. Don't do that.
This last one I love, and it comes... This is a brilliant teacher confession, and I think it's hilarious because I could totally see it being done, but I wouldn't have the balls to do it. As a student teacher, I wrote on the bathroom stall walls in the student bathrooms after school. Oh, that's hilarious.
I was actually trying to think there. Have I ever done that? No.
Have you ever wrote in bathroom wall doors?
No. Genuinely, it was the gym. The gym was a notorious place for writing on the walls because the bathroom walls, we had quite small bathrooms. We had, because again, our school was like a really, really old school, had not my prefabs. But the gym was a really, really old concrete building. So there was just people writing all over the walls from like back in the 90s. Like there were still signatures there.
Love that.
But
it's like historical.
Everybody signed their name at least somewhere in the gym because it was such an old building, and like you would have seen like your aunts, your uncles, maybe your mom's name on the wall. So you would actually write your name just to add to it. Mm. But I wouldn't have vandalized, like I wouldn't have wrote on back of bathroom walls or anything like that. Like
finished. Right. Now don't do it again.
Anyway, I feel like after that now we need to cleanse our souls of all those.
Cleanse our chakras after all that.
Should be ashamed of yourselves.
Shame and all.
And that's only some of the ones that we were able to call out.
Yeah, there's actually worse ones in here, but we can't read them out.
Yeah, this guy still has to have a job in the morning.
But you all know who ye are.
You
all know you should be ashamed of yourself.
I might send you all.
School, you're there to get education.
I might send little replies going, you should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. You've made it to the podcast. But thanks very much to everyone for writing in.
Thanks very much, everyone. We got so many replies to that.
We still want to hear more of your school confessions or just any confessions. Maybe we should do that. We know all your secrets.
Yeah.
We should do an episode.
Just do like a
that.
Life confession.
Just cleanse your soul with Tig and Chelsea. But to end the podcast, to make us feel better, we're going to go with our traditional That's a Bop.
Or a Stop. School edition.
That's right. We are going school edition this week.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, me and Tyke pick our songs. We don't tell each other our songs, mm-hmm. right? You know what you said? Like, obviously, it's school edition.
Yeah.
Right. So, mine's a school. It's school related. It's not about school. The song itself is not about school, but it's from a movie about school. So that counts. Technically, that should count.
I don't know.
No, hold on, because he didn't specify that the song had to be about school, but he said the theme for this week is school.
Yeah, I don't know. You might have to have a backup one. You might have to get a second song. We'll hear. Tell me what your first one is. I stuck with the theme. So if we do decide that Chelsea.
You didn't specify.
The theme was school.
Yeah.
So if it's not a school related song, we could be in trouble here.
No.
And I feel like automatically that should give me an advantage.
Bullshit! You got an advantage. You got an advantage because we did a whole topic about education today.
Anyway, we'll let you guys decide. I've gone the correct way and I've actually picked a song that is 100% school related.
Stop fucking licking our song.
So let's hear what your song is.
Mine is Dropkick Murphys. It's a Long Way to the Top from School of Rock.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting because my song is also from School of Rock.
No way!
Yeah. I was going for it. I went for the if you wanna be your teacher's pet, well baby you better just forget it. Or whatever the words are. You know.
You know
the song.
You nearly had
all
it.
The only bit I need was ooh la la la, ooh la la la, ooh la la la. You know?
Yeah, it's actually a good tune. But technically, hold on. So that I should be given mine because I got mine from the exact same movie you did.
Yeah, but yours doesn't have any words about school in it.
So
it's not school related.
I'm taking it.
I don't agree with it.
You don't have a say in this.
You know what?
You don't have a say in this. It's the people's choice.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys.
We're going to hand it over to you guys. But
you guys
also,
can choose.
I'm going to put in a third column on our story. Does that count as a school song?
Okay. You're just being a lick arse now.
No.
You just want to win.
Letting the people decide. We're going with the majority. If over 50% of you say, yes, it's a school song, then it gets to say. If it's not over 50%, disqualification.
Right, fair.
Fair?
Well, over what?
Shake it.
Over 70%?
No, 50%. It's 50-50.
Right.
That's how it works. Okay?
Right, we're shaking on
the majority.
Lads.
Okay.
You better go and vote and tell me that.
I hope you all vote and vote that it's not a school song because we know it's not a school song. You can't
pick
it from
School of Rock.
Yeah, but it's not a school song.
Mine
still says school. Anyway. Anyway.
Still taking it.
We need
to. Suck on them apples.
Let's. What time is it? Oh, it's the end of the school day. Time to go home.
Oh my God.
Time to go.
So cheesy.
What do you expect? I'm a cheesy teacher.
Okay. But that is it from us this week, guys. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure to go and check out our Patreon, which it comes out on Monday morning.
And you can find our main podcast episodes every Thursday morning on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, on YouTube if you're a visual learner, or you could just find us probably, like, you know, our logo scrunched up on a ball being thrown at the substitute teacher. That's where you can find us.
We're everywhere. So make sure to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel and all our other social medias.
And if you're a student who shares this podcast and tells us you've shared it with your entire year group and there's now 70 new listeners, we will send you a full prank kit to use for your 6 year pranks.
No, we won't.
One, we can't finance that, and two, I get in trouble. So yeah, have a great week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah, don't allegedly that's not gonna happen.
Go on. See you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.